You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. Today is the 22nd of April 2019, a Monday. The last week was a truncated week on account of Mahavir Jayanti and Good Friday, and hopefully you've all had a good break, but now it is business as usual. Let's find out all that transpired over the course of the last week and all that we can look forward to over the course of today, right here on a morning walk down the Lal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Well, it might not have been a photo finish to the truncated week, but the good part is that we hit a fresh record high and Nifty 50 rose by about 1%. The S&P BSE Sensex and Nifty 50 rallied by about 1% for the week ended the 18th of April. Indian markets witnessed profit booking as both Sensex and Nifty climbed fresh record highs in morning trade before diving. The S&P BSE Sensex hit a fresh record high of 39,487.45, while the Nifty 50 rose to a lifetime high of 11,856.15 in early trade. The only spoiler for the market is crude oil, which is in its seventh week consecutive gains, though appreciating rupee balances the sentiment for the equity market, according to experts. The Indian rupee on Friday staged a fairly strong comeback by regaining 25 paise to 69.35 against the American dollar after three sessions of losses amid sustained foreign fund inflows. Options data suggest we may see a narrow range for the market, with the highest OI standing at 11,900 and 11,700. A breach of this on the upside or lower levels should be used for buying the current momentum. On the institutional front, FPIs were net buyers in Indian equity markets for 1,038 crore rupees, while DIIs were net sellers for 337 crore rupees, according to provisional data. The big news I bring to you today is going to be from the earnings front, because we are in that season. As many as 15 companies on the BSE will declare their results for the quarter ended March, which include names like AU Small Finance, Mahindra Lifespace, Shiva Cement, among others. AU Small Finance PAT is likely to rise by 27% year-on-year to 105 crore rupees, according to estimates available from Motilal Oswal. Some stocks that have been in the news of late, and some stocks, therefore, that we'll be keeping a close eye on over the course of today. We start things off with Reliance Industries. RIL will be in focus post quarter four results. The oil and gas major reported a 9.8% growth in fourth quarter consolidated net profit to 10,362 crore rupees. The company attributed the robust revenue performance to strong growth in its retail and digital services business, which grew by 51.6% and 61.6% respectively. So retail and digital services doing the trick for Reliance Industries. So we'll obviously see how the Reliance stock performs over the course of today. GVK Power and Infrastructure is another stock we'll be keeping a close eye on. On the 18th of April, the company said it agreed to offer 49% stake in GVK Airport Holdings Limited in favor of Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, that is ADIA, and the National Investment and Infrastructure Fund, that is NIIF. So GVK Power and Infrastructure, another stock that'll be on our radar. And finally, State Bank of India on the 18th of April said it plans to raise $2.5 billion, about 17,000 crores. I was getting a bit ambitious and saying 70,000 crores. No, 17,000 crore rupees through bonds to fund the expansion of its overseas business. So State Bank of India, GVK Power and Reliance will be on our radar today. As usual, a quick look at the technical view and what the charts are telling us. Nifty has formed what is called a dark cloud cover. India Volatility Index, that is India VIX, the panic button of the Lal Street, moved up by 4.48% at 22.66 levels. A sudden spike in VIX indicates limited upside with a volatile swing in the market. For bulls to remain in control, they have to push the Nifty back above 11,856 levels, which would take the index towards 12,000, while a bearish candle on Monday could fuel further profit-taking, according to experts. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,738, 11,856 and 11,900. Maximum call OI placed at 12,000 and 11,800. Maximum put OI at 11,500 and 11,000. And finally, to make this walk worth your while, considering you've had such a break, we need to reward you for sticking with us for so long. We spoke to Bonanza Portfolio, and this is what they have to recommend about some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be three buy calls today. Hero Motor Corp has a buy call, last trading price of 2,739 rupees 65 paise. The target we're looking at is 2,950 rupees 2,950. Stop loss placed at 2,640 rupees 2,640 for a return of 7.66%. Next up, we have IndusInd Bank with a buy call as well. Last trading price, 1,764 rupees. Target of 1,942 rupees. Stop loss placed at 1,749 rupees for a return of 10%. And finally, Hindustan Unilever, that is HUL, has a buy call as well. Last trading price of 1,737 rupees 45 paise. Target we're looking at is 1,842 rupees. Stop loss placed at 1,679 rupees for a return of 6%. So Hero MotoCorp, IndusInd Bank and HUL, all with buy calls from Bonanza Portfolio. That's pretty much everything you need to know before going into trade over the course of today. We'll, of course, be back with several more podcasts during the course of the day. As usual, we'll be wrapping up the biggest stories on Dalal Street and elsewhere in the worlds of current affairs, business, politics, etc. in our stories of the day. And there'll be plenty of others, including one about decoding 2019. We'll be taking a look over the course of this week about what the women voters want for the country. What is the role of TN Station in revamping the Election Commission and several other such stories, including the story of the first Indian elections and what the world press was saying about it and what eventually happened and some unsung heroes of that election, including the first election commission head, that is Sukumar Sen. So all of those podcasts you can look forward to over the course of the week. But before all of that, I would encourage you to write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com, and you can of course join me again later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.